You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. To help curb frauds in the banking system, lenders have worked out a 20-point standard format to seek information on borrowers from the Central Economic Intelligence Bureau before sanctioning big-ticket loans. The move for a uniform format is aimed at reducing the delay in getting such information on economic offences. The lenders, under the aegis of the Indian Banks Association, will also approach the Finance Ministry and the CEIB for digitizing the entire process of information exchange to ensure real-time, time-bound information, senior bankers told FE. According to the Finance Ministry's guidelines on timely detection, reporting and investigation relating to large-value bank frauds, lenders need to ask for a report from the CEIB on prospective borrowers at the pre-sanction stage itself. Moving on, shareholders of 197 Communications, the parent company of Paytm, have voted to reappoint Vijay Shekhar Sharma as the managing director of the company. Of the total votes polled, 99.67% were in favor of the resolution to reappoint Sharma, according to the scrutinizer report filed by the firm on Sunday. Institutional investors also supported the resolution with 94.69% of their votes cast. Three proxy advisory firms, Stakeholders Empowerment Services, Institutional Investor Advisory Services India, and InGovern Research Services, had asked shareholders to vote against the reappointment. Shareholders have also approved Sharma's remuneration with 94.48% of the votes in favor of the resolution. However, institutional shareholders were largely not in favor, as 75.60% of their votes went against the resolution. In a separate development, in a bid to cement its presence in clean energy, Larsen & Toubro plans to invest up to $2.5 billion in its green portfolio in the next 3 to 4 years and supply components to offshore wind farms. The move is also in line with the engineering and construction major's climate leadership targets under its strategic 5-year plan, Lakshya 2026, that will help reduce the greenhouse gas footprint for L&T and its clients by about 300 tons per annum. Under Lakshya 2026, L&T is targeting group revenues of Rs 2.7 trillion and return on equity of over 18% by FY26. According to the 5-year plan, the company will exit non-core businesses, develop innovative business offerings, scale up digital and e-commerce businesses, and focus on environmental, social, and governance and shareholder value creation. Now, some news related to auto, Honda Motorcycle and Scooter India, the country's second largest two-wheeler manufacturer, has lined up multiple launches across product categories to boost its stranglehold on the domestic market as availability of semiconductors continues to improve. Among the new launches planned by the company is a budget segment motorcycle. With this, the Japanese giant hopes to challenge the dominance of Hero MotoCorp, the leader in the domestic two-wheeler market. New motorcycles in the 160cc and 300 to 350cc segments, and an all-new 125cc scooter will be among the launches by Honda. These will happen over the course of the next 1 year, a top company official said in an interaction. In another development, the Securities and Exchange Board of India plans to allow brokers to extend the margin trading facility to equity exchange traded funds. MTF, also referred to as e-margin, helps overcome the problem of insufficient funding when placing delivery trades. The margin requirement is usually 25 to 75% depending on a stock's volume and liquidity, implying a leverage of up to 4 times. The broker funds the margin, which can be settled later when the position is squared off. At present, only select stocks that fall under Group 1 securities are offered the MTF facility by brokers. Globally, however, ETFs can be purchased on margin, even for intraday trades. The rules for margin trading on ETFs are likely to be similar to those for other stocks. It is not clear if SEBI would allow MTF on all sectoral indices. An email sent to SEBI did not immediately get a response. Last but not the least, domestic stock markets enter the fresh week of trade after having tumbled more than 1% each on Friday. S&P BSE Sensex dived 651 points, or 1.08%, in the last trading session to settle at 59,646 points, while NSE Nifty 50 Index was down 198 points, or 1.10%, to end at 17,758. Now entering the fresh week of trade, SGX Nifty was trading with losses, suggesting a weak start for Dalal Street. Global cues were also negative. Wall Street indices closed with losses on Friday, and Asian stock markets mirrored the fall. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in finance and business stories.